Ed Sullivan says,
"Believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs."
Yeah, Vinyl Cobwebs, this is not a fairy tale. It is back. Once again, Donovan, we're at Vinyl Cobwebs number 208 after about a 9-month hiatus. I think we weren't. The last time we recorded was before the new year.
Oh, I think it's long. I think it's been longer than that, actually. Last show we did was Christmas. That's right, 9 months.
You're right. I'm so out of touch.
Donovan, we're kind of rusty, but we're back.
I don't want to do this, Premium.
We're going to be kind of busty today.
Do I have to?
Yeah,
you have to spend platters that matter on.
You're the one that called me up. You're the one that called me up and said, "Donovan, we have our Premium. We have to do another Vinyl Cobwebs. People are champing at the bit to listen."
But you've been mentioning it too, so don't give me that line of malarkey.
Donovan.
This is the rejuvenated, the high tech, the premium version of Vinyl Cobwebs. Premium's back.
And we thought we'd bring joy back into the world by coming back because there's so much bad news.
There's hair on the floor. There's hair on the floor.
Yes.
No brush cuts, please. Okay, let's cut the crap and start playing some platters about it. Just...
forgive us, we're kind of rusty.
Vinyl Cobwebs, a festivus for the rest of us.
We'll be right back.
Okay, premium monk. Testing 1, 2, 3. Start over one more time. Beep, 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 beep. That's Monk Mary. Could you help me? You say it. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Go. It's Monk Mary. Even I'm having trouble, Donovan. It's Monk Mary Moon Delight, that screaming Jay Hawkins, one of his latter waxings from 1973. What record label is that, Donovan?
It's on the Queen Bee Records label. It's got a little bee on there. It's a yellow label. It's a 45 RPM. It's written by Paul and Linda Mack. I'm sure that's Paul and Linda McCartney.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a latter-day sound from that guy. And remember him in the movie that Memphis, what was it, Walking to Memphis? Mystery
he
Train.
He played the creepy
bellhop
hotel clerk.
No, he was the motel clerk. And who was the bellhop dude?
I don't remember. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Anyway, you should rent the DVD, folks. It's called...
Mystery Train. Came out in the early 90s, didn't it?
Yep. Return from a long hiatus edition of Vinyl Cobwebs. It's number 208, The Return, and we started the program off with bad news, because there's a lot of bad news out there, and those are the Trashmen from the summer of 1964, their follow-up to Everybody's Hoyed About the Boyd.
And now Texas is flooding, and hurricanes are hitting, and people are leaving. See that? It's like all the refugees from Louisiana are now in Texas. They should have sent them all to Canada where they wouldn't have to worry about any problems.
I'm glad I'm not a woman, Donovan. They keep naming hurricanes, horrible hurricanes, after women.
What's the name of this one now?
Tina now.
Is it Tina?
I think it's Tina or something like that.
I don't know. But you're on Vinyl Cobwebs. If you want to buy some interesting films to watch in your basement, you can go to scaryguyvideo.com with a K. Scaryguyvideo.com spelled with a K. We have a 12-DVD box set there right now. It's got lots of premium deluxe dressed in this old lady and rolling Easter eggs down the hill. And you can get all sorts of fun stuff. 12 DVDs worth. It's over 48 hours worth of premium and Donovan's home movies all in one box set. Check it out, okay? It's only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. We're going to give premium a copy. You're going to get a free copy so he can take it home.
A free copy, because I'm the co-star.
Because he can take it home and enjoy 48 hours worth. You can watch 2 straight days of our home movies.
Yeah, how enjoyable.
And there's no satisfaction whatsoever. You'll want to get more and more and more. Okay, and speaking of more, Vinyl Cobwebs is back on the air. Say something.
Hey.
I feel out of touch. Like, I don't know. I can't talk.
Well,
I'm
Donovan,
not used
I've,
to doing this.
I've acquired a lot of records since our hiatus. We got a lot of fresh material to play. Those first 2 songs we played, we've played them before on VC. And now I got a novelty, Donovan. You like novelty records, don't you?
Oh, we played Bad News on the Hurricane one that hit Salt Lake. Vinyl Cobwebs number 2.
Oh, is that how long ago was
it? I bet you if you look at the playlist, you'll remember. See, I got a good memory.
You have a good memory, Donovan.
Go ahead.
Well, it's on the Novel Records label. It's a yellow record. We like playing yellow record label things. It's called Spaceship. It's one of those cut-in type of things, but this time instead of Buchanan and Goodman, it's a Coasters sound-alike type of group, and they're singing, and then they stop, and then an answer happens. You know, another record that was a hit at the time. So this, judging from the records on this, it's 1960, I do believe.
I hate cut-in records.
Well, this one's actually pretty good. 2 minutes long, Donovan.
Oh, it's not very long.
That's all it is.
Okay, we're going to put it on.
It's by the Missiles.
We're going to put it on.
Spaceship.
Ow, I put my put it on, Freddy.
Listening to my radio, I heard my jockey say,
we interrupt this record. A spaceship is heading this way.
I was scared,
I said.
Well, I spoke to the man in Washington and asked him what he thought about spaceship landing way down here.
And this was his report.
Then the spaceship landed and something got out that almost scared me dead.
I looked at him.
And he looked at me.
And this is what I said.
Teen angel, can you hear me?
He started coming after me. I ran for all I was worth.
Then I heard the words of the first spaceman
ever to land on Earth.
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop. Shimmy, shimmy, Pop.
I didn't understand a word. It was spaceman talking, see.
But I finally figured out the word.
And this is what it means.
I want to be Aquaman.
Well, I stopped right there and I turned around. I walked right up to him.
I said, man,
you sing all right, but you don't look like baby yet.
He was the man.
He said,
which means,
maybe I don't look so good, but you don't understand.
I got two heads.
And I got four arms.
I can play like a one-man band. I said, sorry, we can't use your boy. Get in your ship and fly. And as the spaceship blasted off, I heard him say,
look, I can scare you with just one evil look.
Crater.
How creepy! How frightening! How ghastly!
Final cobweb.
Here is our stock market reporter, direct from Wall Street.
Not exactly, my friend. All them fellas done took themselves on a coffee broke and left me to watch these numbers. I ask myself, how come these figures keep coming up and down? They ought to pick a number what they like and kept it. One of them stockbroking fella told me you can't depend on nothing these days, and I told him, friend, you can depend on them good deal at Bajoran Plymouth Chrysler. They got the stock to choose from. They'll market that price right on down and about them numbers. That Bajoran got one. Number one for Plymouth sale in New Orleans there.
Bergeron Plymouth Chrysler, veterans at Lakeside and Bergeron West Bank, 225 West Bank Expressway.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, baby. I'm biding my time. Give us two more, Mr. Waiter. Got an awful lot on my mind. Going back to Louisiana to that gal I left behind. She moved. I bet you 10 to 1 she's gone to Baton Rouge. I'm gonna look her up if you know what I mean. If I have to go as far as New Orleans, I'm talking to ya. You know that I gotta find my baby. I'm so lonesome I can cry. Going back to Louisiana to that gal I left behind. I'm going back to Louisiana to that gal I left behind.
Back to Vinyl Cobwebs number 208. That's going back to Louisiana. That's Bruce Chanel. You know that guy that did Hey, Hey, Bay, number one record from 1962. Well, late in 63 and very early 1964. And very early 64 January, it charted here locally on KNAC in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's on the Lee Cam Records label. And going back to Louisiana. A lot of those people are trying to get back in there. And then they go, no, you can't come back yet. Oh, we can't? Well, oh, okay, now you can come back. Oh, goody, yay! No, you can't come back. You have to go out with another. Everyone's paranoid now. Too paranoid. Anyway, you New Orleans people, you'll get back on your feet eventually. Well, anyway, at least we here in Salt Lake City don't have to worry about that, but we might get an earthquake someday. Ma'am?
Yes?
What do you think of Vinyl Cobwebs?
What?
Ma'am, what do you think of the return of Vinyl Cobwebs?
I am outraged by it. Absolutely outraged.
Have a talk, ring-a-ling-a-ling-a.
Teenage Baby off the Checker Records label. I'm popping my peas. Okay, Hookie, I'm back. Oh, Hookie. It's good to be back on Vinyl Cobwebs. Premium likes to say, we're back in the saddle again. Say it, Premium. Say, back in the saddle again.
Back in the saddle again.
Hey, you do that pretty well. One more lyric.
We're back in the saddle again.
Take it.
Back in the saddle again.
Is that all the lyrics?
I don't know the rest of the words.
Don't you wish we had that song so we could at least figure out what the rest of the words are?
Yes.
Mekaleka hi, meka hi, niho. Mekaleka hi, meka johnny ho. We have it. It's right here. Oh, my gosh. Here it comes. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Oh, Bert, listen to that groovy music.
Annie, what are you talking about? Why are we back on Vinyl Cobwebs?
I don't know. I feel like I've been resurrected from beyond the grave.
I'm looking around the studio that Premium and Donovan let us come visit. I don't see any Ron Drakenberg saying stuff about John Denver's picture on a... What did he say? John Wilkinson's picture on a boxcar headed for Butte, Montana. I don't see any of that stuff.
You sounded a little bit like Frankenstein, baby.
Don't tell me. We have to do that again.
Halloween's coming again. Maybe we should invent different characters as hosts. Ghost.
I think Donovan and Bert, I can't do Bert anymore. I think Bert should, Donovan should,
spit it out, Donovan.
Sample 15-minute segments from the last 5 Halloween shows. Put them together so they don't have to do one.
We should
Susan.
Scott Rilf back on to do co-host the Halloween show.
You mean one of his guest segments?
Yes.
You know, I was cleaning out the garage the other day. I found this box, and in the box, a dusty old spinery box, was a Scott Rilf segment.
Oh, we should dust it off in the playback room.
I think... What would it sound like backwards,
Ernie? It sounds like this.
At the end of my rope.
You'd say that first instead of at the end.
Rope at the end of my... Jaxel?
Oh, welcome.
We love Scott Rilf. He's going to do a segment soon for Vinyl Cobwebs Return. Hopefully it'll be this year.
He's got a real radio show in Canada, but...
What?
Premium Deluxe, in the interim, was trying to get a radio show in Boise, Idaho, but he failed miserably.
Oh, we're in trouble. We went over our allotted time. Bye, Ernie.
Bye.
That's Fluff, courtesy of Vinyl Cobweb.
Ah, you made that up.
Tiny kittens are cute. I have a black cat. Her name is Spook. She should be on Vinyl Cobweb someday, maybe on our Halloween episode. This is number 208, The Return. The Return from a long hiatus.
You can email us in these hellish chambers at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. I'll start answering those. I'll check into that email address. I rarely look anymore. Go ahead. What did we play? Tell us, Premium, Sir Premium Deluxe.
It was a hot off the Stax Records Press. I mean, Stax Record Label Press. You know, Stax Records Label in Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, the Marquise, who would later evolve into the who are the Booker T and the MGs guys. Anyway, that was the Popeye Stroll, one of the follow-ups to their first record. What was that first record? The Satellite. It was on the Satellite Records label, but it was The Last Night. That was the follow-up, and I first heard that on a radio air check from KIMN in Denver on Kim Tiger Radio. And I says, I gotta have that record! And here's another one. Well, actually, I'll play that next. But it's a Twist record. It's from the Chipmunks. It's called the Alvin Twist. We'll play that. That was also one I first heard on that same air check in 1962. March, actually, was the time.
Okay, Donovan, what do you want to say about Vinyl Cobweb's return?
So you're saying that Witch Doctor thing turned into this and that and that, and then it did Alvin Twist, and then they had David Seville.
But the Alvin Twist is a good one, and if I'd gotten a job on that Boise radio station, I would have played that. That would have been one of the first records of the hour I would have played.
Did you know if you don't dust your turntable, no more dust can land on the dust because it's just dust?
Is it really?
Premium, let's play Rock, Scissor, Paper live on the radio.
One, two, three.
Oh, I cut your paper. One more time. One, two, three.
No,
that's a nuclear explosion. That beats everything.
DCB band. Oh, we reunited and I couldn't hold my guitar.
Do people know what the hell you're talking about, Donovan?
I don't know. The same reason when I play something, you go, ooh, look, Gojo, the orange pumice hand cleaner. It neutralizes dirt. Go, Gojo,
I think we've lost, please. I think we've lost half of our audience even now. Has any of our audience returned? Have you been able to find your way back to Vinyl Cobwebs and its return? The return from a long hiatus.
Speaking of long hiatuses, now is the time for us to talka. Premium, your hair's growing back.
Yes.
You're looking very brush cutty. Can I touch it?
Prick your hand.
Oh!
I cut it pretty short there, Donovan.
It's grown back, though. It grows so fast.
It got bristly for a while.
You're a regular hairtopia.
Well, Donovan, you are a hippie, and now you're not a hippie anymore. You're erectile dysfunction.
I think I'll become a hippie, a mid-range hippie again.
It took you two years to grow it that long.
It'll grow slowly back, and I'll keep a mid-range hippie cut. You know, we'll see what happens. I'll go with the Scott Ralph look, you know, the Brian Jones kind of before he drowned.
Oh, Donovan, do that.
Did he drown?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Do you think his hair went whoop underwater?
Kind of warped and wobbled.
That's terrible. Shame on you, Donovan. Okay, more Vinyl Cobwebs coming your way.
I love Vinyl Cobwebs. I think it's the most sweetest thing that ever happened.
Now things went
Canadian record or what? Oh, my. That's a good one. That's
the Alvin Twist there by the Chipmunks. Hold on while I turn off the thing. Ding-a-ding-a. Revolving there on the Liberty Records label. This is Mel Remy. Yes, back in the Kanak in the day, 1962, back in the day, we used to play the heck out of that record. Wore it out a few times, had to send back for Liberty Records for more copies. All right here on Vinyl Cobwebs, now we have a guessing thing for you to do. Another 1962 record, a record that was really hot in the R&B market and crossed over into the pop scene in around June or so of 1962. Should we play it?
No, we broke the wrong.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll play the B-side. It's actually a guy and girl couple, but on this side it's the girl, and then we'll play the other side a little bit just so you can find out who this was. Okay, here we go, a guess-em game. We used to do this all the time on Vinyl Cobwebs. Here we go. Mel Remy says, guess this one and win the prize. Okay, I'm just going to do a live thing right here. I'm going to flip the record over right on the air so you can get, you know, I won't play the whole thing, but this is the answer to the question.
You can tell it's a real record by the sketchy and sketchiness.
Yeah.
Premium's got sketchy.
Here we
and
go.
And he's got some sketchiness.
Just pop it in the groove there.
Okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
I need your love in the air.
Flatter.
I need your love.
Yeah, the B-side of that great raver, whoa, 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 I need your lovin'. That's Tell Me on the Other Side, and it features only D.D. Ford, but on the other side it's actually, Don Gardner and D.D. Ford, and we just heard D.D. Ford on the B-side with a song called Tell Me, and they might be from the New Orleans area. I'm not 100% sure. They're on the Fire Records label, which was out of Louisiana, I do believe. Anyway, it's a great lost platter. We like playing the B-sides every once in a while. Donovan, now you take over.
I'm going to take over right over here. I have problems with my microphone. Premium, help me. You know what? It's been a long time. So
we're rusty and dusty.
I got to get my Gresham out right over here. Why don't you go over there and grab that record right over there.
Out of that satchel?
Just grab it right over there.
Right over there.
Hitch over that brim! Beat you up!
And that is for people who miss such things about vinyl cobwebs.
One more time. This, your head has this real hollow sound. Oh, don't scream. Just listen.
Oh, please. No more acoustic checking.
Listen,
no,
just listen to the hollow side of your right part of your head.
Oh, that hurts.
Okay. You're still in working order, Premium. You got a black eye and a bruise under your lip, but you'll be properly fine in no time. And now, speaking of properly fine, more vinyl cobwebs coming your way. We're going to play some off the G Records label. It's a 45 RPM that I've had in my stash for a long time now. We're going to play Ollie Shepard. Where's he from, Premium? Probably down south somewhere.
Or New York City.
Oh, probably, yeah. See, I can't keep up with Premium's.
It's on the G Records label, so it could be New York. That's a New York label.
Yeah, it could be. Could be.
Or recorded in some lonely little studio down in the south in the swamp
area. For some
reason,
it looked very southern to me, but I guess not. I guess not. We're going to play... Oh, would you shush? We're going to play Say Yeah. Premium has a lot of versions of this song. We could do a whole Say Yeah episode, couldn't we?
And after that, someone emailed and said...
Oh, gosh.
And someone said...
Oh, I'm going to put it on over here.
Will Premium Deluxe play his favorite Yardbirds record? I'll do that, too.
I say, sugar, do you love me? I say, honey, do you really care? I say, sweetheart, may I have you? May I take you with me everywhere? I say, yeah. I say, yeah. I want to be your very own.
Star of vinyl cobwebs, hanging from the cobwebs line. My voice is broadcasting all over the internet. They love me when they hear me. They're glad when Donovan's gone. When Premium Deluxe is doing a solo show, they think I'm the fly guy.
This is Ray Peterson of RCA Victor Records breaking in to say hello and inviting you to keep listening for more fine music.
Across the street is a million miles away.
way, Across the Street is a Million Miles Away. You know who that was written by? It was written for Ray Peterson by Gene Pitney.
Oh, the Mecca guy. Sing some Mecca. You sing that so well.
He lives on the west side.
Play with your Adam's apple
he
as you do it.
He lives on the west side of the street. I'm going all the east to the east, and west is west, and
never the twain shall meet? Do that again. Do the never twain shall meet.
Never the twain shall meet.
You should sing. You should sing that melody, but do a Vinyl Cobwebs jingle as you're doing that. You can do it. You can do it right on the spot. I bet you can. I know you can.
Vinyl Cobwebs jingle? What kind
yeah,
of
I don't know. Sing it with the melody of Mecca.
Vinyl Cobwebs, Vinyl Cobwebs, Do-Re-Me.
Well, no, it's a Mecca. That's Do-Re-Me.
Oh, no more.
Oh, my back.
Okay. Cross the Street by Ray Peterson. That was for a guy who listening who hails from Boise, Idaho, where I was trying to get a radio show on KDJQ, but they turned into... So... It was an oldie station for about 3 months, and then it went kaput.
I understand that it's very difficult to do that Mecca thing like I asked you to
yeah.
do and do Vinyl Cobwebs, because
yeah.
you have to think of what you're going to say about Vinyl Cobwebs, yet still keep
True.
The Mecca melody. It's very difficult, and we're not going to hold that against you, Mr. Deluxe.
True.
You're 44.
I'm not that.
You're 44.
What happened to my life? It's gotten half the halfway point. Every day I wake up and I'm in like that midlife crisis mode. No! I can't be 44!
Speaking of feeling old, I got this DVD. It's like 3 hours long. I'll make this quick, then we can get back to the music. But it might find interesting to some people out there who are our age group. Anyway, it's 70s and 60s commercials and some 80s.
Yeah.
And it was all like toy commercials, kids' toys,
plop,
and Christmas
plop,
stuff.
Fizz, fizz.
And they
oh.
look so ancient. They look more ancient than the commercials of the 50s.
I know. What, really?
The colors faded and the sound's bad. And
not to mention the fashions and stuff.
Exactly.
I actually went through the 70s in my prime, in my teenage prime.
They're Robin. Advertised. Do you remember the Mr. Microphone?
Yes.
You'd talk into it, and it would broadcast over your AM radio.
Oh, gee. I
well, did people actually
stuff.
Buy that garbage?
Well, I didn't get one of those, but Donovan, I can't believe we all wore those clothes and had those hairdos and the whole kit and caboodle.
Kit and caboodle?
Let's go back to 1965, Donovan.
Okay, and play a platter that matters.
Someone emailed during our interim several months ago and said, Premium, when you do the show again, can you play your favorite Yardbirds 45, and I says,
oh,
I'll do that. I'll even play one that was a hit on the radio. So we're about to hear something that you've heard before, but this is my ultimate favorite. I had to get it. It's the Yardbirds in one of my favorite songs. Let's just start it and play it, Donovan. I was 4 years old when it came out, Premium Deluxe was, and I don't even remember it at the time, but I really like it now.
Now you're 44.
Yes.
40 years ago.
44, Donovan.
40 years ago, this record was spinning.
Yeah, and I was only 4 years
okay.
old.
We're going to put it on. Put it on.
Final cobwebs, final cobwebs now. Final cobwebs, final cobwebs now.
Premium, those great British bluesy sounds on Vinyl Cobwebs. That's a good one.
I really dig that one. It's funny because, I mean, I've heard this song before, but recently I was driving down the highway, and I was listening to one of our common oldie stations. Now they only play, like, later 60s and into 70s. But they played that one. I went, where's that song been all this time? I know I've heard it before, but I really, really like that one. So I actually went on eBay and found a copy of original British pressing.
Well,
most people don't
care
about vinyl pressings, but I do.
Well, you're out there buying rare pressings of rare songs that no one hears. I was online for the last year buying all these crappy Muzak LPs. I got this one called The Manhattan Strings, play instrumental versions of hits made famous by the Monkees. And it's really, really bad. It's arranged and conducted by Bob Summers. I'll read a little bit of the back here.
What label's that
it's
on?
It's on the Tower label.
Tower?
Here's
yeah.
a new sound to add instrumental brilliance to one of the hottest new things in music, the Monkees. Rich and beautiful, yet compelling and exciting, done by the Manhattan Strings. This is their very first album, The Manhattan Strings. And there's only one track on here that's worth a damn at all. And it is...
I'm a Believer?
No, it's the theme song to the Monkees. You know, go ahead.
Oh, Hey Hey for the Monkees.
Yeah. Go ahead, sing it.
Hey, hey, for the monkeys.
Hey, people say monkey around. But it's done in a way that you'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. Once you hear it this way by the Manhattan Strings, you'll go, that's the way it should have been done. That's the way it should have been done, John Wilkinson.
Quit wasting time and put it on
okay,
the turntable.
Would you put it on, Prim?
Put it
I'm
on.
I'm a little down in the dumps.
Gladly. Where did you say you got this?
I got this on eBay for $1.
You did? If I would have found it, I would have nabbed a dumb thing.
Well, you would have found out it's lousy. It's only got one track on it.
Sight
it's worth
unseen.
Playing. It's an LP. It's an LP cut. We're going to go deep into an LP cut right now. Would you put it on?
Oh, shh. Okay, cut number three.
I told you, I went like that.
Oh, I wasn't looking.
Premium.
Dune's back in fine form, Dune.
It's like playing tennis with Stevie Wonder. Endless love.
Scott Ralph, it must be a lot of fun doing a show all by yourself.
What are you talking about? I don't think he does it by himself, does he?
Right, put it on the turntable.
Oh, you're making problem. Put it on.
Okay, well, I'm making progress now. Here we go.
Profane, it was offensive and all that.
Love.
everybody. This is Premium Deluxe.
My boss man called me the other day as I walked into the door. He looked at me with a very bad face, said, I can't use you no more. I'm laid off.
He's laid off by Escarita on the Capitol Records label. Oh, it's a promotional copy only. Oh,
it's been well played over the years, it looks like.
We had a good time coming back on Vinyl Cobwebs. Maybe we'll even come back next week.
We were a little rusty, but that was okay. We're kind of dusty and rusty.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, birds, Priam.
Bye-bye, birds. Okay. Chirp, chirp, chirp.
You're 44.
I love that.
Oh.